Okay, it's our morning anthem, people. It's Hashtag Casey Breakfast, Shabba Ranks, and Mr. Loverman. That's the one, Soil. That's the one. You missed that one.
I like it. I like that one.
Also, no, it is a liquor one.
Well, what's the other? There's also another one, Pliers Tease Me. The, I like that one as well. And,
But okay, Shabba Ranks, liquor man. Magdalene van Skalkwyk, Biggie Laat op your WhatsApp line. Biggie Laat, Nana. But good morning, morning, welcome to it. Of course, as mentioned a bit earlier, by now you should know on a Thursday, we've been focusing on the different cultures that we have in our community. For the second week this time around, we're focusing on isiXhosa culture. And we have the main man in studio with us. Morning. Are you well, sir? Leka, Anele?
Good morning. Good morning, sir. I'm doing good.
How was your week? I'm well. Thank you.
My week was busy. It's a busy week. But grateful, you know, each and every week to wake up this morning as well.
And we are live, no?
We are live.
We're live in Chichi. Okay. So this morning, we're focusing on the initiation. Susan Bostuhan. And in plat Afrikaanse taal word daar gesê die manne gaan bos toe. Right, so let's start from the beginning. At what age are you now eligible to go for the initiation?
Just a good morning to the listeners this morning. To get back to your answer, as 19 years above. It can happen that you're not, you know, in initiation in age of 35, but you're also allowed to go, you know, to that process. As we know that I think we in the process of, you know, having a rights, you know, decision that you may take on your behalf. But in our culture, you know, you have to go steps and authorities to your family as well. That's first one. And secondly, you go to arrange with clinic so that you need to do all the processes of checking up if your health is in a good condition, you know, to allow you to go to initiation or to the mountain, to say. But when we look at to other province, when we look at into Eastern Cape, other, you know, communities there, there's kings. That you need to also to go through, and they give you the authority.
Oh, okay.
And before you go to in that process of initiation, so it's a lot of, you know, process. But it is not allowed to to go without all the processes and authorities from your family as well.
Okay, right. Now before you get married, you must have. Is it true? You moet bos toe gegaan het voordat jy kan trou.
Yeah.
Is that a given?
Yes, given.
Okay, right. So now this morning we're gonna stand still on that.
Yeah.
Right. So now this can I call it a booty?
A booty. Yeah. Yeah?
So the booty has got a girl.
100%.
And he wants to get married. Ne?
Yes. Sir.
So he now knows that's my wife. Ne? It's gonna be my wife for the rest of my life. Take us through that process. Asking to get married.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it on television. Where there's a whole process that needs to be followed. So in the isiXhosa culture, how do you actually get married? How does it work?
In our culture, you first, you know, share with your family. And you call your uncles, your elders, to say, you know what, I got a desire to marry this woman. And there's a lot of questions, you know, and that you need to answer as well.
Are they asking you that?
They're asking you.
Okay.
Are you ready? Because marriage is not a, you know, just a fooling around. You stay there for the rest of your life. And you need to obey to your wife and respect your wife as well. So there's a lot of responsibilities as a man that you need to take.
And so the uncles remind you of it?
Reminds you on that one. And if you commit and agree to say, you know what, I'm committed to my woman, I want to marry. And after they agree to say, you know what, if you agree and also you're certain to marry this woman, and they check the background of the woman that you're going to marry.
In
terms of the clan, so that the clan doesn't clash. For instance, last week we spoke about clans of IsiXhosa.
Yes.
If I'm Jola and I'm desired to marry another woman that she's Jola, then it's going to be a big problem for me.
Okay.
I cannot. It's the same clan. There's a familiarities, ties.
So you can't actually marry the woman in the same clan?
Same clan, you can't. That is why they go the processes of knowing the woman,
okay,
where she's from, the parents as well, the clan. So if you got all the information to share to your family, then it's more like it's not familiar. Then,
okay, but before you go ahead, sorry man.
Yeah.
With the uncles coming and everything.
Yeah.
So the woman is not there. It's only you and your uncles.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? And then you share to your uncles, and then if there's no familiarities between you and the woman that you commit to marry, and they proceed, they say, okay, no, it's fine.
Okay.
And we will take it from there.
Okay.
But we're just gonna write a letter, from the woman family, and then we're gonna send it.
Okay, so you writing or your uncles is writing the letter?
Yes,
and they send it to the woman's family.
To the woman's family, on your behalf as well, because you'll be there,
okay,
stating how you know the letter needs to be written, you know, and everything, just to be in a good manner, and they send it to the woman family. So when they receive it, the letter, they'll read it, but not to accept it.
Okay, but who are you sending it to the mother and father?
You send it to the elders of the family of the woman.
Oh, after you now did some research. Which clan and who's the eldest uncle and those kind of, you send it to the uncle?
To the uncles.
All right,
So from there, you inform them, you send them the letter, and then they read it. And then there's a curation there on the letter as well, where they need to get back to you to say, you know what, we can able to sit down and see if you can maybe agreement in terms of what you're sending us. And when you receive the letter from the woman's side, to say, you know what, we accept you just to have a meeting with us. It is not a meeting where it's surely. You know, it's a yes. You know, there's a lot of engagement that needs to be, you know, two ways conversation.
So it's like a negotiation.
So you tell us. Basically, they invite you to say, okay, we saw the letter that one of your sons, maybe they desire to marry our daughter.
Okay.
So tell us, what exactly do you see to our daughter? So your uncles needs to.
So you're not there.
I'm not there.
The uncles is doing everything.
Uncles are doing everything.
The uncle and uncle.
Uncle and uncle.
All right. Okay.
So my uncle, they need to
They need to know about you.
Everything. They seem to stand and to say, you know what, and it's this and this and this and this and qualifications, and he's been with this girl for many years, and he wants to marry her, and then from there, the woman's to uncles is where they. If they nod, it's, you know, we agree.
So tell me, during that negotiations, if the uncles doesn't see eye to eye, it can't happen.
It can't happen. They can even send, you know, the uncles of the groom back. You say, you know what, we don't accept it. Go and think about it if you really want to marry a daughter. But it's very tricky when the daughter, she's more qualified, you know, she's a virgin, she's having a lot of qualifications around her, and she's a breadwinner, and to her home, and then now is a different conversation.
Okay. So now you're bordering to La Bola.
Yeah. So now, those are okay, we will commit to your proposal, but are you able to meet all this requirement? Because she's our breadwinner here.
Okay.
So,
which now means you want to take the breadwinner away.
Away, yeah. Then now you need to cover all the cost. Because I will tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's our breadwinner. She's got this and this and this. And on top of it, she doesn't have a child.
Okay.
So now it's a big price.
Okay. So do you have an idea what the average prices is?
It depends to the qualification of the woman. So for instance, if you say she's got a degree for BCom, she's a breadwinner and she doesn't have a child, she's a virgin, and then you may be paying around about 150,000 to 200,000.
Yeah.
For that daughter.
Okay.
And it's a lot of money.
And that must be cash.
It must be cash.
No payments.
No
payments. Down payments. Nothing.
I'm telling you. And there's a lot of fees. Before that fee of 200,000.
What do you mean? What kind of fees?
They can say, you must give us, you know, vula mlomo. We call it
Vulamlomo.
Yeah.
What is Vulamlomo?
Before we can speak, you must give something so that we can speak.
So the uncles come together,
yeah,
and then you must give Vulamlomo.
Vulamlomo, yeah.
Okay, otherwise you can't speak.
Ah.
We can't hear, we can't hear anything.
Our ears are closed.
Okay.
Our mouths are closed.
Vulamlomo.
Yeah. they say basically, you must even throw maybe a whiskey or money, doesn't matter.
Bring bottle Hennessy.
Come on, just bring it, yeah, and then we'll speak to you.
We want VSOP Hennessy.
I'm telling you. Except the 200, you know, K.
Do we not? No, we haven't even mentioned the money yet.
It's
so just Vulamlomo.
Vulamlomo, you want to talk?
Want to talk? Yeah. Vulamlomo and two bottles of Hennessy.
Come on.
VSOP.
Come on.
And bring the appetizer with.
I'm telling you. And then we can hear you.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you.
You know, I love it. We're laughing about it, but in all due respect, at the end of the day, this is what it's about. It's different cultures and how different cultures go about doing certain things. Yes,
we spoke last week. We had a discussion on it first. Mm. Anila told me, okay, we're gonna do the marriage and the bolo. So asked me, okay, now what? Now sometimes there's interracial marriages as well. How do? And I asked him that question. Mm. How does it work? A grand wants to marry into also a clan.
How does that work?
In that one, you need to have a background. Mm. There's a grand you want to marry a Xhosa. You need to have maybe a Xhosa male that knows the culture of Xhosa.
It doesn't have to be related.
Doesn't have to be related.
I can have a friend. I can call you and
you
say.
You can even call me.
And say, okay, you must do the negotiations for me.
100%.
Okay.
And just
But before you can go to the uncles of the bride, they must have bossed to
Canada. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you have to know every detail, and money as well, processes, how to write a letter, and so that we brief you, you're aware of it, so that we don't we'll be killing you, want to rob you, so that you got a bag of understanding of Xhosa language, so that when you into it, you know everything. But it's more allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed. Yeah.
This guy is saying on a WhatsApp line, "Can I take a radar drum?" Okay, so we're chatting about is it Xhosa. So okay, now Vulamlomo has been paid one of the fees.
100%.
The negotiations go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now the ears and ears and mouth is open.
Yes, open now.
Right. So now you go ahead and once you reach an amount, can you negotiate? Say for example, they say 250,000.
Mm.
Now, can your uncles, as the guy, as the groom, now make a counter offer or something?
Yeah, they can sort of propose the less fee based on the groom what he's bringing on table as well and what he has done maybe for the woman for past 5 years to say they've been together for 5 years
and he's been contributing to her studies those kind of things
and now there's a grace of saying can we lower it down to say 200,000 150 based on what he has done and you fully understand he's been involved in her life and in her career as well so if that came to understanding and conclusion to say, you know what, can we listen into the offer? How can we lower it? But also, there's a pause. They don't just give you the answer. There's a pause to say, you know what, can you just give us a 5 minutes break or 10 minutes?
And then they will go talk amongst themselves.
You got it. Yes.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah.
Okay. So once they reach an agreement, say, for example, 200,000, then you can pay it. It's... Can you pay just cash or what's the thing about the kettle and those kind of things?
Yeah, it's part of the negotiation.
Mm.
And it needs to be there as well.
Kettles,
yeah. Mm. Everything, the goat need to be slaughtered.
Mm.
But the goat is entering when both families they come to agreement.
When it's agreed.
Agreed.
Oh, okay.
And then they say, okay, the groom family, now they need to bring the goat. They slaughter, on the bride's family.
Mm.
And everyone is happy.
Who's doing the slaughtering?
And they call maybe the boys of the family.
Mm. Of which family?
The bride's one.
Okay, they must slaughter the goat.
Yeah.
Okay, so goat's being slaughtered once the agreement has been reached.
100%.
Okay, and then who's eating? Whose meat is it? Whose goat is it actually?
It's the both families.
Okay.
But everyone, has a right to eat it, that goat as well, based on the agreement and two families. Now, they're sort of one family, agreed in one thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's a symbol of the families coming together.
Coming together now.
All right, so now everything is sorted. The money's going to be paid. Mm. The amount has been agreed upon. Now we get to the marriage.
Sure. And then now we get to the marriage. That depends to groom and the bride as well, and families, in terms of, are we doing traditional one or are we doing white one? And
what is a traditional one?
It's like a Xhosa one now.
Okay.
Yeah, a Xhosa traditional wedding, where we will showcase our culture from a Xhosa side.
Okay, and the tradition and the white wedding?
And the white wedding is more like
the modern, you know, kind
the
of
modern
one.
Kind of a white wedding.
But I've heard and I've seen, I've been invited to two already.
Sure.
Where they've got the traditional one and the white one a bit later.
Yeah.
So they've got two weddings.
You've got two weddings.
They've got money now.
I'm telling you, they got money. And then they spend it.
What's the average cost of a wedding, more or less?
Yeah. More or less, I'll say it's close to 500,000.
Hypo.
I'm telling you, it's a lot.
That's including Labola.
Including Labola as well.
Yeah. Listen here, Chief, our time has run out. Nah?
Yeah.
I don't know, 20 minutes just went by quickly. Bulam Lomo. Otherwise, I can't listen to you again.
No, you can't. You must bring it.
Right. So we're going to continue this next week.
Okay.
And then we're going to focus on the wedding and a few other aspects of the isiXhosa culture. This is what culture is all about, people. We're trying to bring the different cultures in and give you a better idea of what's happening in the different cultures. I love this morning. I loved it. It's definitely informative and much appreciated. You go well, sir. Have a gefaarlike rest of this day.
Thank you, Grant.
Enjoy whatever you've got planned for the rest of the day and week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mr. Grant. Thank you.
There we go. Right, that's our our feature for this week. Next week we'll continue looking at the isiXhosa culture to see exactly and find out exactly how they do certain